There's a bright golden haze in the meadow. There's a bright golden haze in the meadow.
Jazz singers are interpretive artists, and the best of them are able to tell very personal stories that could make you think the songs they sing were written just for them. That's been the focus of vocalist Karen Allison's career since the beginning, and it's clearly evident in her latest effort, Many a New Day. Karen Allison sings Rodgers and Hammerstein. She's coming to Waikiki tonight, and she's with us in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's such a beautiful lyric. There's a bright golden haze in the meadow.
Mm-hmm. It really paints a picture, doesn't it? And you can see Curly on the horse, on his horse in the play Oklahoma. It's a beautiful, beautiful image.
And that's the genius of a great lyricist, the way they draw you in into a song. And you found so many different ways to interpret this particular lyricist and composer, yeah?
I tried to. I know that. I mean, the way it all kind of came about is that I was watching an American Masters program on PBS, and it was focusing on Oscar Hammerstein. And so I bought the DVD set because I'm always looking at good ways to contribute to great causes like public radio and public television. But then I went through all the musicals, and I'd seen them, you know, many times as a child. But then I thought, well, let me just start writing songs down that I thought, wow, I haven't heard this for a while. I've never heard somebody do this. So that's kind of how it came about. And how can I arrange them musically to fit my vocal style? And that's how the beginning of that was.
And to fit what you want to say.
Exactly.
To people.
Exactly. Yeah, because I think this project turned out to be a little more of a, well, it's not really a musical, a cabaret way of doing things.
Right.
I guess it could walk that line, but it's interpretive.
Well, with instrumentation of just bass and piano, it's all about the voice and what's being said.
Right. Kenny Barron and John Patitucci, two of the best in the business. And yeah. It was great, great pleasure to work with both of them.
Well, there's one song that sort of tipped me off in a way to your state of mind, and that we're going to play just a little bit of an excerpt from it now. That's from The King and I, yeah? That we've got to be carefully taught.
Actually, it's from the South Pacific.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's right now, it's all right. Lieutenant Cable sings this.
You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught.
Unusually ironic for a Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Right.
Song, but powerful.
Right. And, you know, your connection with The King and I is really spot on, too, because it also dealt with prejudice.
Exactly.
And
so that's why I thought it was.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what really spoke to me about his lyrics. And
well, it also kind of speaks to the role of artists in a world that is disturbing to many artists.
Yeah, I think.
Where people are saying, you know, what can I do?
What can we do? And I do sing about justice issues and nature, because I'm a nature girl, and things that are important to me. It's not always, you know, a very intentional kind of thing. I mean, it is more and more, but as we move on with life. But
sure.
I think first, you're drawn to a melody, perhaps, or a lyric. They're not necessarily married all the time, if you know what I mean. So, I've been writing more songs lately. I have a tune out there on YouTube called "The Big Discount." You might want to check out. Mm-hmm. It's about the current state, or my feelings on it, and you gotta. I think it is our responsibility to speak out, to sing out, and then sometimes just to sing a beautiful ballad and bask in that, something funny as well.
Let's bask in another beautiful ballad. It's a big favorite of mine. Now, this is from
The King and I.
King and I.
That's right.
We kiss in
the
shadow.
We
kiss in a shadow. We hide from the moon. Our meetings are few and over too soon.
You know, no one but Kenny Barron would have played the accompaniment just the way he played that.
I know. I mean, it's just a pretty simple little bossa, if you will, or rumba type of a groove. But where he plays is his notes. He doesn't just comp, you know, using some musical terms like He has all these little things in the middle that just propel it in a different way, which is beautiful. And I knew he would.
and yet leaves all the room you need as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a ballad that's not a typical Moon and June ballad by any means. This is about a forbidden love that has to hide in the shadows.
That's right.
And
mm-hmm. Yeah, the caste system or something. And she's a concubine and he's a worker.
Yeah.
And she's being kept by the king, but she's in love with her lover and is not able to be with him.
It's important to know the story.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when a song is from a musical, yeah?
Yeah, and these are wonderful stories. I encourage people to revisit them if they haven't for a while.
Yeah, because both of the musicals we've referred to are about, you know, prejudice, have an undertone of talking about prejudice, racial equality, finding love under difficult circumstances.
Right. And then there's Oklahoma.
Yeah, right. I'm as corny as Kansas in August.
Yeah, right. You know, what's interesting is that that's actually from the South Pacific, too. But because I played Nellie Forbush, because I know these things.
I guess I don't.
And, of course, Loretta Ablis, one of your local heroes, played on Broadway in New York City. She played Bloody Mary, and I saw that twice. I saw her perform that twice. I feel like, you know, I didn't take the songs that were just ingenue parts. In fact, I don't think I did any of those.
Yeah.
And I took a different... It was just about the specific song and not who I wanted to be in it. But
it's very much about what you're looking at a song and saying, What can I say with it? What can I get out of it?
That's right.
So more sort of theme recordings in your future? I mean,
I think it's fun for us to focus on a theme and learn more about it. For example, with Brazilian stuff, I did that. And I'll do that again, I hope, with French material.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah, we have a CD called From Paris to Rio that focuses on both of those genres. And ballads, remembering John Coltrane. I learned a lot from these themes. And if folks come, we're playing at the Blue Note, of course, on Waikiki. We had an opening night last night. We're there through Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I have a wonderful band with me. And I brought them from New York and Kansas City. When I come to Hawaii, I use beautiful players, Jim Howard and Bruce Hamada, a lot. And this time, since I'm on a four-night run, it afforded us the opportunity for me to bring my mainland players, if you will. So Miro Sprague is on piano, Rod Fleeman on guitar, and I'm playing piano as well, and Ed Howard on the bass.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Karin. Thanks very much.
It's a pleasure to meet you, and HPR has been really supportive of me and my music for so many years, and I mean from the very first CD. So
that's going to continue.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Karin. Karin Allison will perform at Blue Note, Hawaii, tonight through Sunday.
Chicks and geese and ducks better scurry when I take you out in the surrey. When I take you out in the surrey with the fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-step strutters. Nosy folks will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains, you can roll right down in case there's a change in the...